A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here in the days to come, there will not be one stone left upon another that will not be thrown down." And they asked him, "Teacher, when was this going to happen, and what sign will there be that these things are about to happen?" And he answered, "See that you be not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' the time has come. Do not follow them. And when you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but that will not immediately be the end." And then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty sounds will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. Look at the news and you'll find all the signs mentioned in today's Gospel. There are wars, insurrections, earthquakes, famines, ISIS, Ebola, fights that pit people against the stranger within. Yet do you see the sky falling? Today's Gospel asks us to look about what we value. How showy things look? Black Friday sales? We take nothing with us when we die. For many of us, it doesn't take long after Christmas for some children's gifts we fretted about to become old or discarded. Today's Gospel challenges us to look at how we value relationships with people in our families, our neighborhood, our world. What's really worth worrying about? Throughout his preaching, Jesus reminded us to be confident. You know the way. Don't worry about tomorrow, for doesn't the Lord take care of the sparrows, and you're worth more than they. But at the same time, we're challenged this week in the Gospels to be the ones who hear the needs of the Christ and the poor, those in prison, the sick, the outcast, and the stranger. Thanksgiving and the holidays rightly bring out our generosity to those whose worry is, "What will I feed my children?" But what about the day after Thanksgiving? Aren't they hungry then? Don't they still need jobs? Don't they still need shelter? There are those whose worries are born of fear and isolation, loneliness. Or how will I care for my sick or elderly family members? Or will I find a job? Their needs continue throughout the year. Without our help, their sky is falling. As we give thanks, let us remember those who are not at our tables. Let us put down our iPads and phones, stop texting, and value the time together. Listen to each other in conversation. Let us tell stories and pass on to our families what is important, what we value. And most of all, let us pray in gratitude for who we are to each other and in the Lord.